Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. When the people of God in 1 Samuel did not like God's instructions, they chanted, "Give us a king like the nations." They minimized God's word because it didn't fit their agenda. It offended them. And then they received a king who made a habit of disregarding God's word. When God spoke to him a word that Saul did not like, Saul sought out other voices. Saul always sought the benefits of God, the gifts of God, but he never sought God. He didn't trust God or God's word. And the original readers would have understood this and its final outcome in 1 Samuel chapter 28, where the most miserable words a man could hear are given to Saul. "The Lord has turned from you and become your enemy." But God turned away from Jesus as well, didn't he? He absolutely did. But don't forget why. In that moment, Jesus was bearing the believer's sin. Jesus was absorbing the believer's punishment. Jesus was cursed on behalf of the believer. And God turned his face away from Jesus, forsaking him for a moment so that God would turn his face towards you in blessing and pleasure for eternity. As you pray today, please remember Sirpong Yalbang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Ken Dendiuli LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.